This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 13, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB yesterday released the transcript of the cockpit voice recorder aboard Continental Connection Flight 3407, and there seems to be little question the pilots of the Bombardier Q400 violated anyone's definition of sterile cockpit while on approach to Buffalo Niagara International Airport the night of February 12th. In a conversation which continued until less than 3 minutes before the plane came down on a home in suburban Clarence Center, New York, First Officer Rebecca Shaw and Captain Marvin Renslow chatted about icing and openly discussed shortcomings in both their own experience and in the training offered by the regional airline. Shaw commented that her 1,600 hours of flight time before being hired by Colgan were all flown in the Phoenix area, and that she experienced more ice on her first day at the new job than in all her previous log time. About 5 minutes before impact, she commented to Renslow, quote, "I've never seen icing conditions. I've never de-iced. I've never experienced any of that," unquote. About 3 minutes before the crash, Renslow commented that after flying in Florida, where the Panhandle area of the state was the only place he'd seen ice, he was surprised by how much ice a Saab 340 turboprop could pick up, quote, "and still keep trucking. Saw it out on the spinner, ice coming out about that far. My eyes about that big around. I'm going, gosh, I mean, Florida, man, barely a little, you know, out of Pensacola," unquote. NTSB investigators who examined the cockpit data recorder say one of the pilots responded to the plane's automated stall protection system by overpowering the stick pusher to command a sudden nose-up pitch, which stalled the plane. The 3407 crash will put training issues, especially among the regionals, in a harsh light for some time to come. The NTSB has determined that Renslow got no hands-on training with the stick shaker that alerts Q400 pilots to an imminent stall, or with the automated stick pusher designed to recover angle of attack automatically if the pilot fails to do so. In a recent interview with ANN, John King of the King Schools hypothesized that Renslow may have mistaken the stick shaking for a symptom of a tailplane stall, which would indicate a nose-up command in response. Neither pilot apparently noticed decaying airspeed until it was too late. The New York Times reports that Colgan admitted Monday that when it trains pilots in a flight simulator, the stick shaker and pusher are not part of the syllabus because the FAA doesn't require it. The airline has insisted throughout the investigation that its training of Renslow and his qualifications to be captain that night met all FAA requirements. Renslow's pilot history is also drawing raised eyebrows. The Wall Street Journal reports he failed 5 check rides in cockpits and simulators. 2 of those failures happened after he was hired at Colgan, and the company says it knew about a third before the hire, but that when Renslow applied for the job, he didn't mention 2 earlier failures during his general aviation career. One issue which clearly had little to do with Colgan but is common across the industry is pilots choosing to make their homes in cities far from where they're based. In the case of Flight 3407, Renslow lived in Florida and Shaw in Washington State, but both were based in Newark, New Jersey. While both had plenty of available rest time before the accident flight, they didn't necessarily use it to rest. Both had to commute long distances to arrive at work February 12th. Notably, Shaw took a red-eye Wednesday night to arrive at work Thursday morning in New Jersey. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Rockwell Collins enters flight testing for ProLine Fusion. Aerion says it's talking with partners about its supersonic bizjet. And a Beechcraft premiere sets a new speed record on the way to eBase. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, part 2 of last week's news conference with 4 mayors whose cities depend on general aviation. We'll hear their answers to questions from reporters. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.